Thank you, and good morning. Welcome once again to the radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestell, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you receive a blessing from hearing another portion of the precious Word of God. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to our church services today. Our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock with regular classes for all ages, and we know that you can feel free to bring your families, bring your Bibles, and study the Word of God in our Sunday school classes this morning. At 11 o'clock this morning, we have our morning worship services, and you're invited to come to this service. At 4 o'clock this afternoon, we meet again for our afternoon prayer service, and then at 4:30 for our evening worship. Our midweek Bible study is at 7 o'clock each Wednesday evening, so you're invited to come to these services, and we know that you'll receive a blessing from being in the house of God. And we understand that if you want to hear the truth of what the Bible says, then you can come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. This morning, we'd like to continue in our discussion concerning the Bible doctrine of justification. Last Sunday morning, we talked about this subject concerning justification in salvation. That is, justification internally, that God looks upon a person who has come to Him and trusted in Him, and that God says that this person is right in His sight, that he has been forgiven of his sins. This morning, we'd like to continue on our second point, that is, justification in works. And this is the one that gives a lot of people a lot of trouble. Because we want to make this very clear, we do not believe, and the Bible just simply does not teach, that a person can be saved by works. It doesn't say that at all. The Bible doesn't mean that. The Scriptures do indicate that the person that is saved will work for God. The Bible makes it very clear that people who say they're saved and do not work for the Lord are not saved, regardless of what they say. Now, read with me the book of Romans, chapter 2, and in verse 13. Romans, chapter 2, and verse 13. The Bible says, "For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified." Now, the Bible says here that there's got to be more than just hearing. There's got to be much more than that. There's got to be a fulfilling or a working out of that inward belief. The Bible tells us in the book of John chapter 6 that there were some people that came to Jesus and they said unto Jesus in verse 28, John 6, 28, "What shall we do that we might work the works of God?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on Him whom He hath sent." And so a work of God is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. That is an internal belief. But this belief must be worked out. It must be revealed unto others. In the book of Mark, chapter 12, and verse 28, one of the scribes came to Jesus after having heard them reasoning together and perceived that he had answered them well, asked him, "Which is the first commandment of all?" And Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these." Notice in this that there is an internal love that a person has for God. This internal love for God motivates men to love their neighbors as themselves. The Bible tells us that if we say we love God and we hate our neighbors, that the truth is not in us, that we are a liar. And so you see, justification in works is the working out of that inward justification that God has given us. And so let's go on to some more scriptures concerning this. In the book of James, probably James chapter 2 is passages that many people just really get mixed up on. And we hope this morning that you don't really get mixed up on this, but that you'll understand that James chapter 2, when he's talking here about justification by works, he's not talking about justification before God. What he's talking about is the external justification before men. Internal justification before God is that righteousness that God looks upon and says that we're righteous. But the external righteousness before men, that external justification before men, is when men, by our works, are able to look upon our lives and say, this person is undoubtedly a child of God. Okay, so let's read. In the book of James chapter 2, the Bible said in verse 14, "What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and hath not works, can faith save him?" And this is a immeasurably large question that many people have looked upon down through the years, and many people have been confused. Can faith save him? And, of course, that is the question in verse 14. In verse 15 is the answer. "If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be ye warm and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead being alone." And this is the answer. This is the total look. Now, the question was, if a man say he hath faith and have not works, can faith save him? And then the answer was given. And here is an individual that comes to your house, and they are hungry, they are cold, or they need comfort in some way, and you look at them and very religiously and very piously say, "Be ye warm and filled." What good has that done? Well, it hasn't done any good at all, has it? It's just totally worthless. And the individual will go away from your house just as hungry as he came, even though you did say, "Be ye warm and filled." And you said it piously. It doesn't make any difference. Why? Because there's no works to prove what you were saying. And that's what this passage is all about. It's justification before men, that men might see our good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. But let's go on in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 18. The Bible said, "Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works." And a lot of people can say that. But the verse goes on and says, "Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." How can you see faith? The only way that you can see, the only way that men can look at an individual and see that they really believe in Jesus is by the external deeds done in the body. And if there are no deeds done in the body that proves that this person loves Jesus, then they have no faith at all. Look in verse 19. "Thou believest that there is one God? Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead?" Now notice in verse 19, the devils believe in God. And a lot of people say, "I believe in God." But how does the devil act? Does the devil act like he loves God? Is the devil trying to win souls to the Lord Jesus Christ? Is the devil doing God's work in a positive way? And everybody would unanimously say, oh no, the devil is bad. And yet the devils believe in God. And there's a lot of people today that say, oh, I believe in God. But if there's no works, then your faith is dead. Because you will work out in your body that which is in the heart. The works of man in the body declare what the works of the internal heart is. Notice in verse 21, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. Then the word perfect there means complete. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. I would challenge you to do this in your own time because I don't have the time here this morning to do it. But if you would look up the scripture in the book of Genesis chapter 15, and you'll see there in that place, Genesis chapter 15 was where Abraham believed God. But you'll also find that it is a little bit later, it's in Genesis chapter 22, when Abraham is justified by works. Because in Genesis chapter 15, Abraham is simply believing the promise of God. That is an internal belief. But in Genesis 22, Abraham shows that he believes God. And he's going to obey God, even to the point of offering his son upon the altar. So you see, one, the justification by faith, that is internal. But justification by works is an external, putting that faith to work, that others might see Christ in us. Verse 25 of James chapter 2. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way. For as a body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Rahab first believed in God in Joshua chapter 2 and verse 10 when they heard about the Israelites leaving the land of Egypt and all the calamities that came upon Egypt. They believed. The Bible tells us also in Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 31 that this is so. Listen, Rahab believed some 40 years before she was justified by works. Rahab, in the book of Joshua, she put her faith into action and helped the spies. Salvation is a gift from God. Justification is when a person stands before God, who is the judge, and God declares that that person is absolutely innocent. Justification by works is when that external proof, that's the body as it works out the desire of the heart and proves to men that they are God's children. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us again this morning. We do appreciate you listening to this radio broadcast. We invite you once again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in Forestdale, Missouri. If you would like a transcript of this message, then send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Independence Baptist Church, Post Office Box 70, Forestdale, Missouri, and our zip is 63348. And just ask for a transcript of the message on justification. We do appreciate you listening, and we invite you to listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast. Thank you.